B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I
forgot. 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Matt Kuchar won close to $1.3 million in a tournament back in November. First time he won a tournament in 4 years. He gave his caddy, who was a fill-in, a local guy, in Mexico where the tournament was being held, gave him $5,000. Typically, caddies get 10%. Time, regular caddies, 10%. Regular guys, guys that are with their players all the time.
Or 5% for something outside of a top 10 or top 20 finish. This is why we should talk to somebody who actually knows.
Like right. Scott Hawley, your
Scott,
friend.
Scott Hawley.
Who joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Wow.
I'm told you're an expert on these matters.
Yeah, are you an expert?
Expert Hotline. This is intimidating.
Well, don't be intimidated.
Yeah, so Hardy, actually, when he reached out to me, I feel pretty qualified for this. I've played with Matt Kuchar. I played professional golf for 12 years. Of which I probably was down in Mexico 8 of those years for about a month at a time. So this paying caddies in Mexico, it's a whole thing. Mexican caddy, they get a low rate. I mean, they get, probably $20 a day the places I was at. When we came into town, the tour had sort of a minimum. And the question was, do you pay them based off of what they're used to or what you're used to? Most players would pay based off of what they're used to, the tour average. I even had a stint, which makes me more qualified to be a Volkswagen expert. I did 4 weeks on the LPGA tour for a friend.
Have you ever owned a Volkswagen?
No.
I've ridden in a Volkswagen.
All right. So he's an expert on that, too.
Okay.
All right. So you caddied in Mexico as well.
No. I played in Mexico for off and on for 8 years. I caddied on the LPGA tour for 4 weeks.
Okay.
And I got a very standard $1,000 plus the 10.75. Everyone knows the 10.75.
What?
10% of a win, 7% of a top 10, 5% of a cut. It was mentioned to me as we were, I mean, it's not even a thing. I just assumed 1,000 plus 10.75. So for Matt Kuchar to go with the 0.38, that is unreal.
So the 10.75 is accepted even for fill-in caddies.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a little discretion in that, and their numbers are big, but a 10.75 is a pretty standard deal. I mean, I wasn't as good of a player as I was, and Hardy, I'm sure, sells it all the time that I was just a phenomenal player, as evidenced by the fact I'm not playing anymore. I had never caddied on the LPGA tour or anything, and I got the 10.75, and I didn't.
So,
know the rules,
which tells you that even if Matt Kuchar had taken the lowest percentage of those three in the 10.75 and paid out the five, he's paying this guy over $50,000, and instead he gave him five.
Sure,
the
PR alone is just—I don't know what that's costing him, but I mean, if you told me he was going to lose a sponsor, I mean, what is that worth?
But why would he lose a sponsor over this?
Because of the bad PR, that people don't look at him as favorably as they once did, and they decide to go with a different golfer than having him.
But Scott, apart from that, you said that you played with Matt Kuchar and you know him a little bit. Does he strike you as being anything other than the guy that most people love? They love to root for him out on the course because he just seems like an aw shucks kind of, a little bit of a goof out there compared to other players on tour right now. He certainly doesn't look like Brooks Koepka, and he doesn't carry himself the way that some other players do. But was there any indication that he would be the type of guy that would do this?
So I'd be the last person to say, we're best friends. I got paired with him for 36 holes in the U.S. Open sectional. So you spend about 10 or 11 hours with the guy, and, he was great. He's, as Vince Vaughn would say, he's an all-timer. you know, it's pretty easy to find the Shooter McGavins, like two holes in, the ones that don't like dogs and don't like women and don't like, no, old people and dogs. Mm-hmm. And he was the opposite. It's great. He was great with the fans, 36 holes, interacting with the fans, very nice, down to earth, big Boston sports fan. That was sort of our,
right.
You know, what do you talk about for 10 hours? He's a Boston sports guy. Yeah, I just left thinking, like, great dude, like, for as goofy as he comes off and the smiles and all that, like, you know, you're right. I mean, nothing would indicate, you know, he'd be the guy you'd find out that actually, and he may have had this in his past where he leaves extra money for guys and treats people well. This 5,000 thing is interesting.
So is there any justification for it that you can, I mean, like, guys do it all the time. Sorry, that's what happens. Or is this just that we're treating this as just like, yeah, it may be the agreed upon amount, but there's right and there's wrong. Is there any way to spin this in anything other than he screwed up?
You know, I if I was his lawyer, I would say before the tournament went on, we agreed on this.
Yeah.
And he's paying him. There's no question $5,000 is a good week for that guy. But then you just have to ask yourself, you know, what are you basing that off of? I mean, to save a buck, like, you know, you win a tournament, you win $1 million, take care of the guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's this. Hey, he only makes $100, so I gave him $1,000. So, you know, he should be happy. You know, this would have been life changing for this guy.
Right.
You know, I can only imagine it coming down the stretch. Thinking,
what a great story, you know, right? I mean, Golf Magazine would write about this.
Well, there is
this
a story.
This guy altered.
Yeah, this guy, he used the $5,000. It's like, you know, the big extravagances where he painted his house and he bought a mirror because he wanted like a nice mirror for his house. I mean, it's like. That's what the $5,000.
You know, these,
it's ridiculous to
I had
think
a regular,
that.
I had a regular caddy down there, and regular caddy. He looked to find me, and you know, when I was down there, and that was about it. But you know, they live in cinder block homes and are trying to feed their families, and you know, will work for, you know, they will come out at 6 a.m. and do anything you want. And you know, to this, that would be just life changing money, heartwarming story, and he earned it. I mean, I'm sure Matt has paid 10% to caddies in the past.
Right.
So
right. And
not crazy for that guy to expect it.
Did he do more than just carry his clubs that week? I've heard that said too. It's like, hey, he's a local caddy. He probably didn't read putts. He probably didn't even know his game well enough to club them. Do you think he did more than that?
Well, as you can attest, Hardy, as being a former caddy in the Mass Open in 2000, whatever that was.
I did half a loop. I did. I caddied for Scott.
You did half a loop in a good round for me. Thanks,
yeah,
by the way.
You're welcome.
which I think I gave you a hat and a glove, which is less than Cooch gave.
Used glove.
But staying out of the way and not, you know, and allowing Matt to play and win the tournament, it's more than just carrying the bag and shutting up. I mean, you know. I've had plenty of caddies, and there's a book I'll never write about the negative caddies that get in the way and make noise and ask questions and bother you and will prevent you from playing well. So, you know, whatever the formula was, I don't think Matt would change it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So whatever he did do, he did it right.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Scott, appreciate it.
Appreciate Scott.
Not a problem.
All right.
Boys.
There he goes.
Thank you, Scott Holly.
That's a really good point. Sometimes it's worth the money just to stay out of the way. Just to not get in the way of somebody who's doing the thing. It's like, okay, this is working. I'm going to do whatever I can do just to keep this working. But there's no justification for it.
None.
There isn't.
None.
It's a fact.
He blew it.
And the quotes are unbelievably douchey. I mean, wow. Who the hell's advising you? You need a new PR guy.
Maybe he just doesn't care. Man, I've got so much money.
Wow.
Look at you.
No, I'll celebrate it for the rest of my days. I got the photo of me and the little peasant up there right next to the trophy.
Look how cute he is.
It is demeaning in more ways than one. And the justification
he ate steak that night.
He usually makes $200 a week, so I made him. I, you know, took care of him. You could have said that about $1,000. You could have said I paid him five times what he normally makes. I gave him a great week.
Yeah. I did. I'll never eat a burrito again without thinking of that guy. It was fantastic. It's like, stop, Matt. Stop.
Just stop talking.
Don't.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports.
mean, I want to win again. You know, I've said it many times. I didn't come here to win one World Series. I came here to win multiple World Series. And we won one last year, and I've got, you know, four more years under contract here, and, you know, we want to do it again.
David Price spoke today for the first time with the media in Fort Myers. Red Sox spring training underway. Wants to win multiple titles.
You said something during the break, and I sort of agree with you on this because I sort of took the same tone with what's coming out of his mouth down there, but I'm not going to attack this guy. It's, I don't know. It's going to be in your face for a little bit. Just get ready for it.
Oh, yeah, no. Hey, get ready for it. If you get what you got from him October.
Fine.
You've earned the right, my friend.
Your town, bro. You earned it.
You can tell these guys on the beat to bleep off every single day.
Sure can.
Go for it.
You could sit there on any picnic table, any bench, and just mess with anybody you want.
You broke through. You won. All good.
He holds all the cards now.
All good.
All of them.
And speaking of the cards, if we go to number three, him with Dan Shaughnessy in this cut, talking about holding the cards.
Dave, when you made the reference in L.A. to holding the trump card, how does that
plus
feel?
Jokers.
So what's that?
Plus the Jokers.
Who are the Jokers?
There's 52 cards in a deck of cards and two jokers in that deck. Never mind. I hope some people will get that.
How does that change things for you?
I mean, it doesn't. I'm still playing baseball. Father, husband, son, friend, teammate. It doesn't change.
Son-in-law. Do you feel liberated in any way by the success of the postseason?
I mean, it felt good to go out there and perform on that level. You know, I know how many doubters are out there and whatnot, and that's fine. It felt good to go out there and to be able to prove myself right. That was what it was all about.
How do you feel about your relationship with the Red Sox fans?
Good. I have no problems. You guys can drive that narrative if you want, but I'm ready to rock, ready to play. I have no problems.
Oh, he's got a chip on his shoulder. Still.
Sure does.
That's a good sign.
Yes.
I like it.
You push your little narrative all you want.
Oh, no
play
narrative here.
52 nope. cards, bud. You ever play 52
David
pickup?
Price is a winner. David Price is a winner. He broke through. He did it on the big stage. He said it felt good. And he's not letting the chip go, which good. All right, then. Very, very good. I like it. By the way, he changed his number to number 10. He's not going to wear 24
why would
anymore.
You do that?
Well, I don't know. Here's his answer. He doesn't really seem to clarify.
Why the number 10?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. I don't. It's not that tough. If you know me at all, I feel like you can get it. Somebody will get it, and everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, wow. That makes sense.
The Red Sox have won 9 World Series.
And- that is not it. That is not it.
That's a good guess.
Are they retiring? Why do you have his number?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I do think he will be a Hall of Famer, so I do think it will be up there at some point. That's, I don't know about that.
Change it to number 10.
I don't understand this game.
I'm not going to play the game.
I'm not. They're going to play it, though. You know they are. Pete Abes right now is going to the bookstore buying a book on 10. It's number 10.
I think he thinks we're going to care for some reason about this.
He wants to play this game. He's like, I'm going to let you figure it out.
All right. Well, I'm not going to spend any time figuring it out. So when someone else figures it out, let us know. Thanks. Appreciate
Travis
it.
Is claiming victory. Section 10 podcast, but...
Of course he is. Is he still in the duck boat?
I don't think it's that.
Some people said he wore 24. He wore 14 in Tampa. 14's retired here, so now 24 minus 14 is 10.
Yeah. It's a number, man.
Just a number.
It's just a number.
Just a number. That's all it is. There is one thing that stands out today, though. That's interesting. And that would be him being asked about his decision to opt in and stay in on his contract and stay with the Red Sox and not explore free agency.
When you were kind of talking about your decision to opt in, was there ever a point in time where that was kind of a difficult thing in your mind where you were weighing the options?
No. You've seen this free agent market? That wasn't very hard. You know that.
So did you opt in to stay with the Red Sox because you want to play here and want to win multiples, or did you not opt out because the money would have been bad?
did you ever reconsider? Did you ever, was there anything that ever sweat? And he said, no, have you seen this free agent market?
What's that mean?
That the money is bad, that Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still out there.
I want to take that as, I won here, I want to continue to win here, and I want to go after that again. Then he says it that way, and you're like,
no, you've seen this free agent market?
Yeah, God. Whatever. It's just money.
Not exactly the ringing endorsement for wanting to stay in Boston that Red Sox fans would have liked.
And you just have to think, but like, is that a moment of honesty where he lets it slip that, no one's going to opt out. The money sucks.
Why would I opt out?
The whole league is colluding against players.
Craig Kimbrell's not even signed yet.
See, this is where, like an hour from now or a day from now, we'll be told that we don't get David Price's sense of humor.
Yes.
That we don't understand how funny he is. And how he's constantly joking around. But it sounded like he was just giving an honest answer.
Well, I also would say this, though, Hardy. There are some players that will tell you their contract status and who they want to play for are not tied together. There are players like Alex Rodriguez who have opted out and signed right back with their same team. That they opted out not for the purpose of leaving, that they opted out for the purpose of getting a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the out there. But it just feels like they caught him in a moment there where he's saying... No, I wouldn't have opted out. That would have cost me cash. 617-779-0985. Celtic stuff with Kyrie Irving. Odell Beckham Jr., is he going to get traded? Would you want him with the Patriots? Julio Jones or Odell Beckham Jr., if they were both to go on the market. We've got that and some Red Sox items. Jason's in Nashua. And hold on a second, Jason.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up? Jay, what up, bud?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I kind of want to stop this whole narrative that we don't need Kyrie because everybody's living off of last year, which every team in the East has gotten better. And the only player that's new on the Celtics that wasn't a part of last year's team is Gordon Hayward. And Kyrie was part of that, 75% of last season's success. So, like, Kyrie and Rozier didn't play last night, and we won. Does that mean we don't need either of them? Just bring out Wanamaker and Marcus Smart? You know, and I also want to bring up this too. I want to ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever made an amends to somebody that you don't particularly like?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, Kyrie Irving basically coming out and kind of like making an apology to LeBron. Yeah. That doesn't mean you have to like him. He was just doing it because I'm in recovery and I've had to do it. Doesn't mean I'm going to go drink with that person. No. Just means that I needed to do this to get better in my process and to maybe be a better leader. And the whole New York comments, I think that was a way of him already stopping because he's already answered it. And then it comes up again. So ask me in July. Yeah. His name was like with KD. Like, he never said anything about that. So what, you know what? Just ask me in July. But this whole narrative that we don't need Kyrie is just stupid. When every team in the East has gotten better and you need him in a 7-game series, you need everybody healthy.
Jason, I hope you're right. I hope you're right that his comments going back a couple weeks were nothing more than him just not wanting to talk about it on that particular day and feeling like he's had to answer that too many times. I hope you're right. I hope he's here. And if they don't need Kyrie, they need somebody else. That's what I think the message should be here, because I've heard a lot of that. Oh, they don't need him. They don't need him. They'll be fine without him. Fine for what? Fine for not being a terrible team. Yeah, you're right. They'd be a decent middle-of-the-road team without Kyrie. But don't tell me that what's left if Kyrie leaves is worthy and good enough to win a championship. It's not. You don't win with those groups. You win with superstar players like Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
you
study the league.
And if you have to tweak the rest of your roster to keep him here and make it work, it's just sort of what you have to do. And I know that that's not exactly an easy process to go through. But it's what wins. It's what wins in this league, having guys like Kyrie Irving on your roster. That's what gets you over the top. So I'm with him on that. And by the way, I don't have any issue if he's friends with LeBron at all. In fact, I think he was wrong to want to ditch LeBron in Cleveland. I've always said that. He should have wanted to stay with LeBron.
Should have won multiple championships.
Yeah, he should have stayed there. He should not have, begged out of there the way that he did. He should have thought about that a little longer than he did. But then again, he wouldn't be here in a Celtics uniform.
There you go.
Which is great for the Celtics and great for us. Garrett's in Georgia. Garrett.
Hey, so I just tuned in. I don't know if you guys covered this earlier, but Chris Berman is going to be calling the some games for the Sox this year.
Back, back, back.
A little bit of back action.
I like Boomer.
You got thoughts on it?
Well, he's one of like 25 guys they're going to have in the booth this year.
I don't understand the numbers. Like, I can understand picking two or three guys to rotate in there, but the amount of people, like, have fun putting a montage together. Like, if you're a producer. Have fun being a tech guy.
It's gonna be
our boy, poor buddy Doug Lane over there. He's gonna have to have all different settings for 20 different people. He's gonna blow his brains out.
They're calling it the All-Star Broadcast Team. They literally could fill out a lineup of nine guys, I believe. I think they could put the starting nine together for this radio booth for the Red Sox.
I
hope they don't send Berman on the trip to Toronto, though. Do the Blue Jays games up there.
I understand tonight is awful in here. Awful. No, it's already awful. I saw this on the schedule. Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four duh-duh-duhs at 6 o'clock. No one knows what this would be. You know what a duh-duh-duh is? It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it. You know, just enough to give you that pop. 2-2-2s, duh-duh-duhs. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there. You can't hear it. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Duh-duh-duhs. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You go to the Canadian CVS. It's funny. You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? Duh-duh-duh. You never take duh-duh-duhs? Just a little drop. Little 8% Cody never hurt anybody. I know exactly what this night is. I've looked at this one for 6 weeks. We ready to go?
Oh, ready now. Tuning fork.
You think that would even get you going anymore? A little bit of codeine.
I wasn't kidding. There are nine guys. There are nine guys in the graphic.
Nine
individuals are in the graphic, the headshot graphic, of all the people that have been officially named to that broadcast booth. And industry rumors would tell you there could be more coming.
Nine guys.
Yeah, those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s. Yes, here they are.
I'll take four of them. Yeah.
I think that's a good way to build a connection with the listeners. I think we should do that on this show. Now, just rotate nine guys through the two seats over the course of, I don't know, the whole spring book.
Did people get
part of that next week?
Still be good enough to win.
Can I just do four games next year?
250 counts, four bottles.
That's 1,000. That's 1,000 pills.
1,000 duh-duh-duhs.
1,000 pills.
He's really duh-duh-duh-duh-duh up all the time.
Coming back in the corners of his suitcase. For nights like that when he's doing Sunday night football late. Oh, you're going to get the duh-duh-duhs.
And they go, they always go, from the States, eh?
Hardy, you're good with the movie stuff, okay?
All right.
What Rocky was it where Rocky's sitting in bed with Adrian?
Duh-duh-duh-duh.
No, it's duh-duh-duh-duh.
That's Rocky 3.
And she's duh-duh-duh-duh.
Yeah.
No, duh-duh-duh-duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh-duh-duh-duh-duh.
Yeah, brings her the bracelet.
Right. Duh-duh-duh-duh.
Is that what a duh-duh-duh is? Canadian aspirin.
Boomer.
Back.
Back, 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 back.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chris Sale yesterday spoke about being on the duck boat in the parade. He knew that Boston was a passionate sports town, but seeing the people just blew him away and how that the whole reaction. Did you have a similar feeling when you were on that?
Yeah. I mean, I remember we were all talking about it either on the plane flight or before it started. You know, a lot of us didn't really know what to expect, and I definitely planned on being pretty tame out there. And probably about a third of the way through, I told my wife, like, we got to get somebody to drive us home. I'm about to have fun, and I have fun.
Nice.
That's a good answer.
Excellent. That's what you like out of that guy. That's the good stuff. Let's get ripped up. Drive us home. Just won a championship, man. Earned it.
Someone tweeted us saying it could be that there were some significance to the number 10 in Fortnite for why he changed his number. Something about there being 10 birthday cakes and some sort of challenge. I don't know that world. You know that world.
I don't play Fortnite.
I play sports. You dabble
no,
in
I don't.
Fortnite.
Never played Fortnite.
Yes, you do.
My kids play Fortnite. I play sports. I played sports last night. Played Madden again.
617-779-0985. Brett in Boston on the number change. Brett, you know the answer?
Yeah, so his son, Xavier, who he calls X, the Roman numeral for X is 10.
Cool. Oh, that nice. Could be it. I like that.
Wearing it for the kid.
That makes sense.
Wear it for the kid.
Yeah. For the kid. Reed in the car.
Maybe he's a Bo Derek fan.
Reed with a football item for us. Reed.
Hey, I was just saying, Reed. I don't know how you guys are picking OBJ over Julio Jones.
I'm not. I picked Julio.
I'll take OBJ.
I picked Julio.
Just look what they've done this last year. Julio Jones leads the league in yards,
yep,
and
winner.
OBJ has an interview with Josina Anderson and Little Wynn. Who do you want on your team?
The guy who leads in yards.
The faster one.
Yep.
More dynamic. Yep. The more dynamic one. Because I think about that guy in this offense. I see Julio Jones, I think, in cut. I think post route. I think deep comeback. Sort of like Josh Gordon, but with speed. Josh Gordon-esque, yeah, with speed.
But a lot better.
Yeah.
Keith in New Hampshire on Odell Beckham Jr. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
How you doing?
Great. So Odell Beckham had that Instagram video of him in Paris with that girl. Weren't they smoking something? And how would that work with Josh Gordon, you think?
Wait, what happened?
He's talking about the video with OBJ and the...
Oh, yeah, the lines.
We don't know
what
it all was. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what it was.
It looked like cocaine to me.
Yeah. So how do you think that would do with Josh Gordon on the team, though?
Well, I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. was doing the coke in the video, was he?
I don't think so.
I didn't see that. I don't think he was using. He may have been. I mean, if he enjoys a little bit of that booger sugar on his own time away from the facility,
it makes him faster.
I don't know how that could impact what someone else is doing on the team. And furthermore, how the hell is that his responsibility?
You're a big boy.
And by the way, if you trade for Odell Beckham Jr., you don't have to worry about Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
You're not worried about that situation. What's so funny, Hardy?
Yeah.
No, the sound effects that Zoe was making.
Keith in the car on Matt Kuchar. Hi, Keith.
Kuchar.
Hey, just want to stick up for Matt a little bit.
Attaboy.
With regards to the whole caddy thing. So,
sure.
You know, caddies do an awful lot on tour for the pros.
Right.
You know, they help the player decide whether they should lay up or not, whether they should hit a hard 7 or an easy 6.
Yep.
Right.
I mean,
choked
they
out 3.
Doubt out of the player's
and
mind.
Lifting
all the time.
5.
If you're just looping a bag, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that's what he did?
No, I don't. But right. How about would he have gotten $3,000 if he hadn't made the cut? We don't know that either. And what happened with him offering to pay $15,000 more and the guy refused it? What's that about?
Because you're embarrassing him now.
That is a good question, though. Why did he refuse the $15,000 after the fact? Is he going to sue him or something?
What's
he going to do?
I don't think so. And I think there's a lot to what Scott said earlier when he said there's a lot to be said for just staying out of a guy's way. There are plenty of caddies on tour. You see it week in and week out when
that's
you watch
point.
The PGA Tour. Constantly in his ear and they're talking. And if you're Bryson DeChambeau and you want to know everything about the dew point and the different wind factors at different elevations and you're talking about the thickness of the grass on this hole compared to the hole before, that's fine. But some guys would rather have a caddy just be there, get in tune with you, get in sync with you. You're going to have to walk with me. I'm going to have to spend 5 hours out here today and again tomorrow and hopefully Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to develop a rhythm and whatever works for us, works for us. And it worked for Matt Kuchar to the tune of almost $1.3 million. And he saw fit to give that guy
$5,000.
$5,000.
You know what? Romeo,
right.
Give me the 3 wood. Give me the 3 wood, Romeo.
Right.
Nope. You're going to lay up. Nope. Give me the 3 wood. I'm going for it.
You know,
that's where the caddy comes in. Yeah.
More is not always better.
James is in Plymouth.
Matt Kuchar got exactly what he needed that weekend. Yeah.
Jimmy.
Should have paid more.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey.
How you doing, James?
I'm good. I just want to touch on the David Price talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never change. He had 10 strikeouts in the World Series last year. I want to think that might have something to do with it, too.
Yeah, could be. Could be that the month of October, the 10th month of the year, could be that.
I saw that theory, yeah.
Was his first postseason win as a starter, his 10th playoff start? Is that right? Is that part of it?
I just love that the reporters are like, well, the Red Sox have won 9 championships. Is it 10? No.
No, there's nothing.
He could not have separated himself further from that team thing.
Right. This is individual. This is me. It's a me thing.
No. I don't do team things. I'm more of a me guy. Scott's in Quincy. Hey, Scott.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Zolak. I love you with those glasses.
Thanks, bro. Bye-bye. How you doing?
All right.
And, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
What's that?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Sitting here working.
Nice.
By myself. But a couple things. I heard a couple of things about the overtime in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That whoever has the ball in the fourth quarter keeps the ball. There's no overtime. You start a period, and whoever has the ball keeps it. And whoever, if they score, the game's over. There's no coin flip. There's no nothing. And two.
But then why should there be a two-minute warning? Why should you ever have a two-minute offense? You know, there's a reason.
Bad idea.
You have to end the game. There's a game time. You have to have structure. Just can't keep playing just because the game's
right, you're driving with a minute to go of the game.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace.
No. But wait, it would only be if you're tied, right? If you're currently tied before the end of regulation.
So if you have the ball and you're tied, and you have it first and 10 to 50, and there's a minute left, you're going to let the clock run out?
No, if you're tied and there's 10 seconds left in the game and you're at the 50, you just...
Let it go.
Let the clock run out, and then you start overtime. Continue your drive.
Oh, you're trying to hit a
14-yard
pass and kick it.
You're gonna have a reset. I'm strongly against that. One more call here, Kalo in Quincy as well. Kalo,
hi. How you doing?
Good.
First time, long time. I just wanted to talk about the Matt Kuchar story. My father's a big golf fan, and he, I guess online reporter asked Matt Kuchar about that situation about the payment. And I guess he was he and the caddy, I guess, agreed that he would pay him more than what was stated. So if he got $5,000, he got more than that, but less than the 10%, I guess. But he still got more than what was stated.
No, he got $5,000. Yeah, everyone's confirmed.
He got
that.
An extra $1,000.
He agreed to $4,000, and then he paid him $5,000. $5,000 is what was paid, as confirmed by everybody involved in the story. The caddy, the golfer, everybody.
Yep.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, you sexy suckers here on Valentine's Day. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not close to an Awaken 180 Weight Loss location, don't worry. Worldwide program will hook you up. Same great results wherever you live. Check it online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get to it.
This is Jim's getaway day. Jim Lau.
Yeah, Jim's off tomorrow.
Jim's
so,
heading to the mountains. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Jim?
Yeah, what is this, a special Valentine's Day getaway, Jim?
You going to eat clean?
No, kids are coming.
Oh,
you're actually going away somewhere. Nice.
Where are you going?
Mountain
Hampshire, a couple days.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh. Jim says he's going to drink beer and eat clean.
Well, isn't drinking beer kind of defeat the purpose of eating clean?
Yeah.
Jim?
It's going to give you sulfur for
drinking beer and eating poorly.
Yeah, it does have a point.
Jim's thought process is amazing.
All right, a couple things today. One, I think Zoe may have forgotten where he was at some point during the show today. At least it's.
I got another daughter. It's going to be driving next year. Zoe's going to be working and paying for things forever. I said, "Hey, hook me up, man." You know,
this was an advertisement.
I was doing CNS and Church Read, and someone paid for that. I had Foxwoods copy in my hand. And I'm looking, and I'm like,
not only do they pay
I'm
for
seeing
it,
the Norwegian cruise.
They paid extra.
27 years. I'm like, well, the cruise isn't being given away by my new agency, CNS Insurance, down in Mansfield. Awesome. Forever. And I said, hey, hook me up, man. You know?
So I picked up the phone. I called them, hey, and they said, hey. Like,
it's Fred Fletcher-esque.
And they were like, sup at you. I'm like, hook me up, man. I got changes in my life.
So if I didn't do
male
that,
menopause, it's a thing.
If I didn't do that, you only mentioned CNS insurance right there during that little spot, but now here we are talking about the end of
our
show.
This is what we call a make good.
Yes.
That's what we call in the biz. Make good. We're going to make good on that earlier.
Yeah. Right. So talk to those friends at CNS.
Yeah.
Because call them up and say, hook me up.
Hey, get the bundle.
Hook me up, man. Yeah.
Package it up.
Okay. Hardy had a movie quote today that went over quite well.
No.
Is this heaven? That's what Shoeless Joe Jackson, that's what Ray Liotta says to Kevin Costner. He says, is this heaven? And he says, no, this is Iowa.
Ding!
Who did the ding?
Hardy did.
But I did it without moving my mouth. It was like a ventriloquist. Yeah. There you go. Oh, you can do it too. Good. You know, when's the last time you sat down and watched that movie?
When it came out.
10 years ago?
Yeah. For some reason, I probably watched the last 2/3 recently. Like, it's got its moments, but man, is it hokey.
Oh, it's a drag. It's a drag. I see it on, I go right by it. There are people that love it,
hey,
too.
I get Channel 4 credit.
Well, when they pick up Moonlight Graham as a kid, and then they're sitting in the front seats of the Volkswagen bus there, and they're like, you know, it's odd how he talked about there being teams to play on. They hadn't been around for a while. Yeah, because it's another freaky ghost that you guys just ran into. Don't you know the thing in the back isn't even real? Have you not figured that out yet? James Earl Jones? Kev? Did you? I thought you guys were maybe clued into that the second he got into the van and said his name was Archie Graham. Right. Idiots.
And this all came from Dan Roach being on his knee pads outside JetBlue Park down there. And I tell you what, Channel 4 got it right this year. They blew it last year. They didn't send Roachie down. It's the only guy who cares about spring training. He and Johnny Miller. I got Shaughnessy last night on the early edition. Well, they don't have to do anything. Close their eyes. They're a 91-win team. Talk to me. Tell Trenny. Talk to me in September. Wake me up in September. What's he doing down there? He didn't care.
We also today called someone to wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that went.
We're going to call this person?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like Pac-Man.
I absolutely have no idea what we're doing right now. I don't know what this is.
Do we come up 617?
I don't know. I think it might be an 8.
Some football scores. Why is it double ringing?
I know. It's weird.
Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
I know who that is.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or
we're gonna
press
say happy
1
birthday?
For more options.
Hey, Bledsoe, what's up? Happy birthday.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Drew. You skiing? You a Mount Bachelor? Huh? Apparently. Spending all your money? All that money you earned? Still earning? What's up? So, call and say happy birthday. I'll see you, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye, Drew.
Bye, Drew.
If you're satisfied with the message,
yeah, we're satisfied.
To listen to your message, press 2. Yeah. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Let's listen to it.
To continue recording where you left off, message review.
Hey, Bledsoe, what's up? Happy birthday. Hi, Drew. Hi, Drew. You skiing? You a Mount Bachelor? Huh? You spending all your money? All that money you earned? Still earning? What's up? So, go on and say happy birthday. I'll see you, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye, Drew. Bye, Drew.
We also sent that urgent. We marked it urgent.
Hey, he didn't call back.
He's going to cherish that. That's sure when he'll keep on his phone
$90
for
a
long time.
$90 a bottle.
It's good stuff, though.
It's good.
If you like wine,
it's wine.
Double back is where it's at. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow at 10.
All right, Felger and Maz and a hippie are up next. Murray's going to one of them love joints tonight, one of those fancy shishi love burger joints.
No, that tonight is an amateur type of night.
You're not going to that Coolidge Corner? Right.
Go like next weekend.
Go watch the wedding planner down at Coolidge Corner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.